SBS Radio.
Kasama nating muli sa programa si Erica Lorenzo, si Ruwen Povg. Coming yun. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Yes, we had you back a few weeks ago where we talk about fitness and in general self-defense or doing any sports to keep you really fit. Can we just mention what's the history of Krav Maga?
So basically, if you look at the beginning of Krav Maga, it goes back to 1930s. This guy, Imi Lichtenfeld, who was a Hungarian Israeli wrestler and boxer. So basically, he lived in Bratislava, Czechoslovakia. And during that time, you had roaming groups of thugs, anti-Semitic thugs kind of going through Bratislava. And so he just kind of grabbed a few of his friends who were, you know, boxers and wrestlers, and they would just walk around and protect the neighborhood. Mm. A few years later, 1940, I think he moved into Israel and then started kind of developing a system, because he's like, you know, he was a champion boxer, champion wrestler, he's champion gymnast actually. And he's like, this stuff doesn't actually help against, you know, what threats we're facing. This is not you in a ring with someone. This is groups of people. There's weapons involved. So he realized that you had to sort of evolve what was already there to find a system that would work. So that's when he started developing Krav Maga to be taking these elements from wrestling, from boxing, from karate, from everything really. And judo was a big part of it, and kind of turning it into a system that would actually work against the threats you face on the street. That's why it constantly evolves, because as threats develop, weapons are developed, and then you kind of have to have a new sort of system in place. So that was when you started training with the IDF, and it became part of their system ongoing from there, that now the Israeli Defense Force, they have mandatory training. And again, it was that idea that they come in, they only have a short time to work with the soldiers, they have to get through the system quickly, and that's kind of where it excelled.
So this is a form of martial arts.
It's always kind of debatable whether it's a martial art or not. I guess most people say it's more of a self-defense system rather than a martial art, because the way people kind of see a martial art is that it's kind of like a set system that's goes back and doesn't really change, whereas what we have is, it's not really an art form as in, again, like a system that you use. It does constantly evolve. It does change all the time. We don't have katas, we don't have, certain things that other martial arts are kind of known for. So in a way, yes, and we are based, some of our stuff is off martial arts, but we generally tend to stay away from calling ourselves a martial arts just because of the kind of puts us in the field of everything else that's already there that is slightly different to what we do.
And how is Wing Chun different from Krav Maga coming?
All martial arts have their similarities and their differences. I'm not very aware of Krav Maga and how they work. Just basically from what Rowan was saying right now, it sounds very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Something I want to actually have a look at. But Wing Chun is quite different from a lot of other martial arts in the sense that it doesn't use force against force. It uses the opponent's force against them. So it was designed in mind for anyone to be able to defend themselves against anyone else. So if you're a small lady or a young kid or an older person who doesn't have the build to deal with someone very strong, why would you fight force with force?
Yeah, it's like waiting for you to be attacked by someone, and then you use that attack.
You could say that. It's not necessarily waiting for them to attack. Wing Chun is actually very active in that approach. If someone was to attack you, you wouldn't wait, because then you have them, they have the best opportunity and the best leverage and speed and force. So what you would do is you'd be very active to shut them down, but you would do it in a way that works with your body's structure, mass, rather than trying to stop them. So you would meet them with your structure and you would let that movement pass you. You would use what we like to describe in Wing Chun as triangular movements and circular movements. So triangles best for splitting force, i.e. a punch. If it was a punch versus a punch, you could split the force. If that pressured you too much, you could redirect that force and be able to proceed forward.
It's knowing what form of attack is being given to you to really counter that attack.
Yeah, in some ways. Wing Chun's slightly different, though. So we actually say that Wing Chun's not a style, but a system.
Mm.
So a system of thought to approach fighting. So a style would be, okay, you learn 50 moves, and then when someone goes to punch you, you have to think of, okay, number 17, let me try to do that.
Yeah.
But actually, then you're probably already too late, unless you're very, very, very trained. So what Wing Chun looks at doing is meeting everything through moving forward, and therefore you have that better idea or opportunity to defend yourself because you're splitting the force, but then actually you're being proactive about it rather than taking a backseat or trying to think about a combination of movements that you're going to apply to a situation that you haven't quite felt yet.
Mm.
Does that make
sense?
It's
like, when a person is about to hit you, you have to go forward.
Yes.
To be able to defend yourself.
Yes. Okay. You have to meet that force to understand that force.
Yeah. Mm. And in our last interview, Ruben said that anyone from 9 can start Krav Maga. How about with Wing Chun? What age is
the
ideal?
It's the same
one?
As what Rome was saying. He was saying, like, you could start at any age. So it depends on the school. We start at Raw Wing Chun at 5 years old. And some five-year-olds are not ready, you know. It just depends on where they are mentally and if they can listen and understand the concepts. So the earlier, the better. Because, of course, if you have, just like Rome was saying again, if, you know, someone was to get abducted, you would want your kid to know what to do.
What to do,
right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
If I have to start or choose Krav Maga and Wing Chun, what are the considerations that I have to have in mind to really choose which one will I do? Should it be Krav Maga or Wing Chun?
I think really it goes back to what is your goal? Like, what is your target? Are you, you know, if you're looking at, and this goes for really anything, why, what is the reason for you to start this?
Mm.
And again, this goes into like maybe balanced fitness, like, if your goal is to look at specifically learning how to get out of a hold on the street,
yeah,
okay, then maybe you'd go to Krav Maga. If you know you wanted to look at like they were saying before with the finding ways to sort of divert force or use force against force, or maybe you just again looking at working on less, like, you're not physically strong, you don't want to work on your physical strength, then go to Wing Chun. If you want to just dance, then okay, you got dance. It's always finding the motivation or the reason for why you're starting something. And again, we have this all the time where people come in and they're like, oh, I want to learn how to fight. I'm like, well, then you're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Because
this isn't a fighting school.
This isn't a fighting school. It's a self-defense school. So it's always going to be, it's not about, I can't say everyone should choose because of this reason. You have to find your own reason. If your reason aligns with what our academy is trying to achieve, then you're in the right place.
Is it the same with Wing Chun coming?
I do agree with, you know, people coming in off the street and saying, oh, I want to learn how to fight. And it's like, well, actually, you know, you need to go somewhere else. It's a little bit more disciplined and focused than just learning how to fight. I mean, we don't actually agree with fighting. Probably same with Rowan. Like, if you can get yourself out of a situation without fighting, of course, do it. You know, run. Give them your wallet. Do what you need to do not to get hurt, because at the end of the day, you don't know what anyone's going to do.
Yeah.
But I think people coming to Wing Chun, especially my school and the Choi Shon Tin lineage of Wing Chun, they actually learn more about themselves in the way it's like a meditation. Anyone who's done meditation for a long period of time will understand that you actually really get a better relationship with your mind and your body. You can feel your body better. You can understand your mindset better. So you work on that in Wing Chun as well as the practical martial art applications.
And for you, Erica, why did you choose this two, Krav Maga and Wing Chun, and then Balance Fit?
Well, to be honest, I was obviously an instructor first, a dance fitness instructor first, before I got into the self-defense side of things. I actually started doing Wing Chun first before Krav Maga. It was, like I said,
To be Bruce Lee.
To be Bruce Lee, yeah.
Just came in, I want to fight everyone.
You know, aside from kicking butts. It's a good form of exercise for me, given that I am obviously in the whole fitness level. But please do not quote me as being the whole fitness guru. Yeah. I do have my flaws and I do love my, you know, my cheat days. But I see Wing Chun and Krav as not just an exercise, but being able to defend myself, and hopefully I don't have to use it.
Mm.
But if I was put in a situation that I have to defend myself, at least I know something. Especially in this day, you hear it over the news, someone getting attacked, you know. And it actually happened to someone I know a few years ago. You know, she was walking to work and somehow she got attacked, like she got punched in the face. And if I was put in that situation, not knowing what I have to do, I'd freak out.
Or I will run.
Or you will run. But then that's the thing. Learning Krav, learning Wing Chun teaches you, what if you can't run? Mm. What's the next step? What can you do? You know, what if you're pinned down on the wall or pinned down on the floor? Like, what can you do to be able to get out of that situation? At the end of the day, yes, worst comes to worst, no one would know what would happen. But if I can put up a good fight, I will put up a good fight. Let's put it that way. So, yeah.
Marami sa ating mga Filipino, they're into karate or yes. taekwondo. Mm-hmm. Ano yung kaibahan para sa'yo ng Krav Maga and Wing Chun?
I can't say much about karate kasi I've never really done karate. But like what Kaming was saying, it's internal strength eh. It's not just relying on kung gaano kakalakas, kung gaano kakalakas pwedeng sumuntok, sumipa. It's learning to relax your body and take in the force. Like when someone pushes you, instead of just fighting it with force and actually tense up your whole body, relax and work around what you can do and be. Because Wing Chun was actually created by a female.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a female monk who created Wing Chun. Obviously for her, babae siya. How can I fight guys who are, you know,
stronger
than me or taller than me? And that's how it developed. So, but having said that, it's not just for females. It's for men. Like what Kaming was saying, it's learning yourself. It's teaching yourself, you know, the strength within you. For Krav Maga naman, the difference of Krav Maga to karate is yung approach niya. Yung, like I said, it's a military defense or style of fighting, style of defense. So different siya from karate. Like I said, I couldn't, don't quote me on this because I've never really done karate. But for me, I love doing Wing Chun, I love doing Krav. I can see the difference. I can mix both. Like, when I started doing Wing Chun as well, because I was doing boxing before, the way you do the punches in boxing, it's different when you're doing punches with Wing Chun. But then again, because I was doing boxing, na apply ko siya when I do Krav.
It's like you have this little knowledge about boxing that you can use.
Yes, because when you do the punching, that's how it starts in Mane. So the whole boxing thing, obviously. But in Wing Chun, we don't punch like the way you punch in boxing. It's all about the punches. Like what Kaming was saying, there are movies about Wing Chun now, Ip Man.
Yes.
And there's a lot of famous Hollywood celebrities. The guy who did Iron Man, what's his name again?
Downey Jr.
He did actually Wing Chun. If you watched the movie Sherlock Holmes, the move that he was doing in Sherlock Holmes, that's Wing Chun move. So, you know, and obviously he's doing boxing as well. It's funny because I would be switching from Wing Chun and doing Krav. Like the way you punch is like, like when I was doing Wing Chun first, because I was doing boxing before, I actually have my thumb up like this as if I was wearing...
Thumbs up.
Like thumbs and up you sort of mix this boxing thing to Wing Chun when you do that.
Yes, I do get confused because I was doing Wing Chun in the morning before and then I went to crab. So when you do the punch and Rowan was like, no, it's this way, not this. It sort of switches.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in really getting into self-defense, what should our listeners think about, like, in choosing?
I guess a lot of the time, especially when you're looking at self-defense, like, you want to make sure that wherever you're training, either the institute or the instructor has some sort of accreditation. Like, it's not like some sort of exercises or some kind of regimens from some certain fitness places. There's no real consequence if they're not serious or you're not serious about it, or if it's not 100% a fully accurate technique. You could go and do some boxer size. They may not teach you how to box correctly. It's more like a cardio workout, but that's all it is. It's just you're going and working out. I mean, if you look at, ultimately, if you have to use Krav Maga, it's in a situation that you want to make sure that the technique is 100% correct, because your life, if you're using on it, may depend on the accuracy of that technique. So it's really finding a place that you know, again, has certification, has instructors that are qualified, because in this case, your life is relying on it. It's not just a hobby. It's not something that, yes, hopefully you never have to use Krav Maga, but again, the situations where you do have to use it, it's important that it works. So again, you get those internet gurus and, you know, YouTube videos and people, oh, I can do Krav Maga on the internet. Here's the channel. I can get a certificate in the mail. And, you know, that's not a good way to do it. Like, it's one of those things that you really have to make sure is certified. It's actually
true. It's like you're learning it, so you have to learn it the right way.
Yeah. So again, like, finding people who have, like, links to the IDF or training or something that is, like, again, like, not just a guy in a garage saying, hey, register for the next 5 classes and I'll throw in one free. there's some stuff I learned off YouTube. It looks pretty cool.
Get the free and don't go to the 5 classes.
Yeah.
How about with you, coming?
Absolutely agree. And also finding a place that tests you. You know, there's a lot of schools where you just kind of, you flick your arms around, you flick your legs around, you know, and you just pat each other on the back. Finding a school that, you know, tests you, but also builds you up sensibly as well. So you don't get hurt and you don't feel nervous going into.
Yeah.
A lot of people get put off going into mixed martial arts gyms because there are a lot of aggression flying around and not much training for that aggression. So finding a school where, of course, instructors are accredited, but also a system that works for you, that makes sense to you, and tests you, really tests you.
And lastly, Erica, commitment and time is really important.
Commitment and time, definitely. Yun yung one thing that would drive you away. To be able to get up in the morning and do some exercise. Like what Rowan and Kaming were saying, you have to look for what you're passionate about. It could be self-defense, it could be karate, it could be dancing, it could be weightlifting, it could be anything else, it could be just running or like just boxing. You need to look for that drive. You need to look for that motivation to actually do some exercise. Stay fit. Obviously, I know, Shai, let's put it this way. It's a mix of everything. So being fit, obviously staying healthy. Hindi naman natin pwedeng sabihin na, I'm just going to do exercise.
And not eat.
And not eat, diba? Or some people would go, I'm not going to eat so I can lose weight. But the thing is, hindi pwedeng isang bagay lang yung gagawin natin. We need everything. So you need to be healthy mentally, physically, emotionally, so that what's makes someone healthy and fit. It's not the whole exercise, it's not the whole eating habits. It's personally, as long as you're happy sa ginagawa mo, that's I think yun yung pinaka motivation natin when it comes to trying to be healthy and doing what we love to do. Finding that passion, whether it be, like I said, going to the gym, getting on the treadmill. So you need to look for what you wanted to do.
It should start within you.
Of course. Yes. Of course.
And to get more information about Krav Maga and what you do with this self-defense, where can they get that information from?
A lot of it's online. You can look at Krav Maga Defense Institute. So it's kmdi.com.au. So it has all the stuff. It has information about Krav Maga, our founders, the actual institute itself, where our gyms are located, timetables. You can sign up online. And also, you know, information about the kids if you're looking at getting kids in. That's all online.
And about Wing Chun coming?
Yeah, so you can visit our website, rawwingchun.com.au, and there's some information there. But importantly, what we like to focus on is inviting anyone who's interested in to have some time with us for free, no obligation, where you can experience Wing Chun and see if it's something for you.
And for Dance Fit, Erica?
Bands Dance Fit, mainly we actually teach at Crunch Fitness Australia. So you can go to Crunch Fitness website and have a look at the timetables. Like I said, it's not just Bands Dance Fit, but look, it's a whole thing. Like we actually have like different dance classes as well. Like I personally, not just Bounce Dance Fit, I also teach a bit of hip hop commercials and all that. So crunchfitness.com.au, look for timetables. We've got different locations of Crunch, so yeah.
Or you can try the three: Krav Maga, Wing Chun and Bounce Dance Fit. Yeah. Thank you very much, Erica, Ruben and Cumming.
Thank you.
sbs.com.au